get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
You know, Tim, before we start this episode, I got to say, I'm liking recording these for YouTube. So if you're listening to this and you never listen all the way to the end, we're putting these on YouTube and we're recording ourselves, recording WP the Podcast. So go say hi to us, check it out, and subscribe to our channel because we need lots of subscribers. Today, we're going to talk about how to add the Facebook pixel to your WordPress website. Did you want to say something before I dive in?
No, I was going to say we just need to maybe mention what the Facebook pixel is and why you might want it.
Oh, well, Tim, why don't you go ahead and define it?
So the Facebook pixel is the Facebook tracking code. Facebook pixel sounds sexier than Facebook tracking code. No one wants to be tracked, but basically, if you plan on running Facebook ads to your website at any point, you're going to want to add the Facebook pixel immediately to start getting data, and it basically is going to tell Facebook when someone converts, when they buy, and that sort of thing. And so you want the Facebook pixel if you plan on doing any advertising using Facebook's advertising platform, which includes Instagram and that sort of thing.
Awesome. Well, we've got two routes that we're going to cover here today, much like yesterday's episode. If you tuned in for the Google Analytics, it's very similar, very easy. One route is the non-plugin route and the other route is a plugin route. And yesterday, Tim covered non, I covered plugin. We're switching it up today. So the non-plugin route's very simple. You know, when you go into your Facebook business account, you're going to have to create a Facebook business account and grab the pixel that Facebook gives you so that you can come over and add this to your website. And the way that you connect it is very similar to yesterday's episode where you're going to go and put it into your header.php file. You can do that a couple of different ways. Obviously, you can go into your WordPress, you know, host, into your file manager and find your header.php file and add this snippet that they're going to give you into that file. Or if you're a Divi theme user like Tim and I are, it's even easier. You just got to go into the back end of your Divi website. If you're scared to death of logging into your file manager on your host, you can just go into the theme options section of Divi, and it's got a header section there, and it allows you to just paste the code there, and it does it for you. So it's like super duper easy. I say go with the if you use the Divi theme, which I think a lot of our audience does use the Divi theme, just head on over to the theme options into the theme header box, paste that code, and you're done. That's it. Tim? What's the other one?
Yeah, absolutely. So the other way is using a plugin. And so the plugin that we recommend and is what I use and I think David uses is called Pixel Your Site. And so it is by far the most popular. There are a couple other options. I haven't tested them, so I don't know. But I do know Pixel Your Site. They are very on top of things, very good developer behind it. And it's been the longest standing Facebook Pixel plugin and most popular and most actively developed too. They do a really good job with it. So now, just like yesterday, we talked about, okay, well, when do you use a plugin? When do you not use a plugin? So if your website that you're adding this Facebook Pixel to is a brochure style website, which means it's just information, you're not selling products or anything like that, well, then I would say go the non-plugin route. Super easy. However, if you are going to be selling products, either you are currently or you plan on the future, then I would recommend using Pixel Your Site because Pixel Your Site has integrations with the e-commerce platforms, WooCommerce, Easy Digital Downloads, that sort of thing. And it will automatically send the appropriate e-commerce data to Facebook without you having to manually set up that integration. And so if you don't want to have to mess around with the code and customize it or hire a developer to do it, then go the plugin route. It makes it super, super easy. And yeah, that's it. That's all we have.
All right. tomorrow we've got another great episode, episode 687. Should I use WooCommerce for my e-commerce website? This is a biggie. Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.